All right, guys, we're here with the Podcast by Devaney episode today. I kind of feel like we're at the mall kiosk, and I'm going to sell someone Cricket Wireless. You know, the little fluffy fuzz ball that's like, sure. You know, you could save with cell phone service. I always feel that way when I have these branded polos on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice. It's bright. They can pick you out from anywhere.
So why did we choose lime green for the About Time polos?
Well, that was the color that was available, you know.
There were no other colors available.
I think, you know, it stands out, right? Mm. The brand stands out. And the logo has such bright colors to begin with. We did a little bit of a reversal. But, you know, that's what we want to be unique. We want to be different.
So where do people find About Time staff wearing these polos?
Typically all around the country, usually when we're in some of our vendor partners, and it could be GNC's, it could have been Vitamin Shoppe in the past, or, you know, a variety of mom and pop nutrition stores, or some of our other larger vendor partners like Supplement World and whatnot, when we're doing our demos, right, our in-store demos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about demos, because I know you've been on the road, yep. And I've seen you posting pictures at all sorts of different stores, but I guess if we had to give you a little hashtag, I'd probably say you're like the demo queen, right? But absolutely. For the rest of us at home that maybe don't have as much experience running demos, I think you should give some people some insight on like what to do.
Sure.
Right? So, I mean, a craziest question, like what do you bring to a demo?
Well, it all really depends. It depends on where you're going, what that vendor partner does sell of your products, and kind of who their demographic is. And a lot of times, it depends if it's going to be in-store or maybe at a local gym that's in the same venue as the store itself. It could be just a few doors down or whatnot. So it really depends on where the demo is being held.
So there's different types of demos.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, and then, you know, and sometimes they have like these once a year, twice a year, big party bashes out in their parking lots, or they rent a huge parking lot. And that's another story, right? So okay. That's a little bit more right. Like a, almost like an expo kind of setup. So, you know, a typical demo, if you're doing one in store, something similar to a GNC or a nutrition store of that nature, demos usually run anywhere between 2 and 4 hours.
Okay.
And sometimes we split them up during the day. We might do 2 hours during like the lunch period, and then 2 hours in the evening from 5 to 7 or 6 to 8, trying to get that after work crowd.
Who determines the time?
Typically, I do. Okay. I talk with the store manager or the owner and kind of get a feel for, you know, when their customer base is coming in. A lot of stores, it's the same. It's you've got a huge lunch crowd because they're all running out on their lunch break, or you've got a huge after dinner crowd because they're coming in after they go to the gym or when work is done after the day.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then a lot of times it's on the weekends. That's when they do their big events. The GNCs will do their super sales. Or they'll have the in stores will have larger events where they have multiple vendor partners there displaying demos of their products. So,
what about if you're at a grocery store? Same time frames?
Grocery stores are a little bit different, right? So moms tend to shop, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12. And they're there, they're getting all their errands done and, you know, those types of things. And then they're really big from like 4 to 7 in the stores. Mm. So it's people who are trying to go in and buy dinner and to go home and cook dinner. And then slightly after, it just depends on that workflow. Again, if work is over with or who that shopper is.
This explains so much. Because mm-hmm. when I go shop, it's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon
and
all the sample stations are gone. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell?
Yep,
right? Like,
yep.
I want my free samples.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah. So it just depends. But, so typically when you go to like a nutrition store, right? So you're going to do a table setup. You're going to do something a little bit smaller. The demo individual who you send there fits the demographic of who that store reaches the most to. So if it's really heavy in sports nutrition, you probably want to send one of your athletes, right? They're fit. They're in the same type of physical shape as most of their higher demographic. They understand the talk and they walk the walk. So when people come in and they start asking questions, really true specific questions, that individual is better able to answer those questions, direct them to the correct product, and explain to them why our products might fit that particular reason.
So I remember my first demo planning experience, mm-hmm. and I asked a question that everyone looked at me like I was crazy. It's like, do we need to have Okay, so let me explain. So, you know, when you walk into a store and you're being recorded,
mm-hmm.
there'll be like a warning that says, you know, you are on camera or like we're surveilling, I don't know, some nonsense.
Must
like,
be all those places right. in New Jersey.
Yeah, because, you know, Pittsburgh, they don't even bother putting up signs. But I was asking, like, do we need to put up something saying, like, not a licensed nutritionist or not a licensed dietitian or not a NASM certified trainer, giving the advice? Everyone looked at me like I was crazy because I guess people don't expect the person to be a nutritionist or like a certified person.
Right, right. And they understand that they're there selling products. The problem is most companies will send a person and maybe not the right person for that demographic. You really, truly want to send someone who understands your product and has education on your product, not this is watermelon lime and this is pink lemonade. They need to understand the ingredients. They need to be able to converse with the clientele and properly educate them on why those products will work for their specific reason. You know, the one thing is when customers do come in the store, a lot of them have health-related issues or they're on different kind of medications, and you need to be careful sometimes. Supplements do react with certain medications and certain conditions, and you want to make sure that that person doesn't steer someone in the wrong direction, because it's happened. I've heard of many things out there, or customers will call and explain to me of instances that have happened to them within stores. And, you know, with our products, they're so natural that our biggest question is, can I take this when I'm pregnant? So, I mean, you know, so,
yeah.
But no, I don't think they expect us to be a nutritionist, a dietitian, a doctor, or any of that. But your person should understand the ingredients and how they react and what they're there for. Like, what is their use in that product?
Okay, now let's talk about Devaney's dream demo setup.
Ugh.
Okay, so mm-hmm. what do you bring? Is there like a life-size Devaney cutout?
I wish. All right, so it really depends on, like I said, who you're reaching and what you want to get out of the customer. So going into a store like a GNC or any kind of mom-and-pop nutrition store, so say it's more of a sports nutrition demographic, I would definitely, if it's not me, I send one of my athletes, they're in specific wear. They're either in a T-shirt with a branded T-shirt, or the guys are in tanks, or the girls might wear the branded sports bras and the capri tights or whatever, like an athletic outfit. The table is filled with the single item that we're promoting that day. There's usually sell sheets that explain what the product is, has the nutrition facts, all of the ingredients, all of the call out points of why it's there. There's usually a discount card for the store that it's there. So if the store is giving 10% off or 15% off, or buy this product and get this shaker cup free, those are on the tables, or the shaker cups are on the tables that you can hand out. We have additional samples, and we maybe bring an additional sample of another product just to kind of talk them into something else that the store wants to push, or if that store has an item that's not selling as well, right, to get that awareness. And any kind of like pull-up banner or cutout or anything that really has those call-outs to intrigue someone. So say you're coming in for you want to lose 5 pounds, or you want to lose 10 pounds, and we're promoting in a GNC, we're promoting the Mach 1 fat burner. You know, maybe that pull-up banner is want to lose 5 pounds or looking for weight loss, and it has that big call out on top and stop and see me. And so someone like me, or if I had a dedicated athlete who did this in a specific area, you would maybe want to have an image of them on there, and they're all buff and whatnot, and it has those call outs like what people are looking for, the questions that there's always running in through their heads of how do I lose this 5 pounds, why am I always so bloated, why am I in lack of energy, and what can I do or what can I take that kind of takes care of all of these things and gets me out of the rut that I'm in, you know, or I gained 10 pounds over winter and it's my normal thing, but how do I get it off now, I'm getting older and I just don't have the oomph to do it like I used to, and you know, and that happens. So
okay, so what's a good demo when it comes to the number of people you saw versus mm-hmm. a bad demo?
really all depends on the store traffic too, right? So some items are going to always go a lot better, right, than others. So for the About Time brand, for example, when we do pancakes, the aroma,
yum,
right?
Right.
The aroma from us cooking them, because we physically cook them in store on a griddle. The aroma calls in everybody. It doesn't matter if they like supplements. They don't. It doesn't matter what it is.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Right. They all come to the table. They try it. They love it. They buy it. And it just, you know, you end up getting more customers than you even thought of, and all, from all variety of ages as well. So you've got little kids trying them. Your grandparents are walking over and whatnot. Now, if you're doing something like a BCAA shake, most people will just kind of go past the table because they're so used to doing protein shakes, or they're so used to just seeing colored liquids on a table, and it's not exciting. So you need to make that exciting. So when we go into stores, we physically bring a blender. Like, we make smoothies when we go into a store. We're not taking water and mixing it with protein and saying, hey, come try our protein shake. We've all been to expos.
Right.
What do you say after the first 35 or 40 minutes? I've had enough protein for today, you know, or I'm so sick. I don't want to drink one more thing. And so you do got to make them taste delicious. We normally will do like a frozen blueberry with a cashew milk and our vegan or our whey isolate, and just make a one ingredient, super simple shake. It's frozen, it's thick, it's like drinking a milkshake. I mean, who doesn't love that? You know, you got to give the customer an experience. So make it memorable.
So what do you do on a marketing perspective, pre-demo, mm-hmm. during the demo, and after the demo?
Sure. So social media posts, always kind of alerting people to where we're going. We send those images or those stories or videos to the store manager as well. Them and their staff promote it as well. So it needs to be like, hey, About Time's coming to our store, you know, on this day, be here for these free samples and free giveaways. And we're given, you know, we try to make it exciting by giving away a basket or giving away an outfit or giving something away. Come and enter and buy something in the store and you're automatically entered.
Mm-hmm.
So during that day, it's always live shots, it's live videos. Come down and see us. I'm over here. Guess who just walked in the door? And, you know, maybe someone who's popular or someone, anything. It doesn't really matter who it is. Like,
right.
Maybe they're just a great looking person, you know.
Encore Garg walks in.
Right. Encore Garg walks in, and then the Encore, you know, the ambassador guy of the year, like, just walked in. And, you know, you've got to make it fun and exciting. I think, you know, anymore, people, you don't want to be the same. You need to make yourself stand out. And if you're sending someone who's afraid of a camera or afraid of a video or doesn't like to take pictures, that's not the person you want to send to work with people and to be the face of your company.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a controversial question.
Sure.
That I guess a lot of brands that are out here might not know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to impress your retail partner, right? And you're trying to show them that you're going to bring in foot traffic. Do you fake it, right? Do you get 10 friends to come by to the store and, you know, interact with you? Do you fake a celebrity influencer walking into the demo for that quick moment in the stories?
Like, yeah. Do I take a cardboard cutout of someone and like put it in the window and be like, look who's here?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I know I could probably name at least a dozen brands right now that fake their demos.
That's horrible.
Right.
Right. So you're asking me this, and this is something that has never even went through my mind in 11 years. Not even a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you either need to know your brand and stay true to your brand. If you've got to fake it, then you're not doing something right. Like, you don't believe in yourself, or you don't believe in your brand, or your products don't work, or they're just like, or they're not unique. There's not something special about you. And you're trying to dupe customers by faking it. That's it.
Well, let me present the alternate side of the argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
So retailers will often struggle to get that foot traffic. Right. And so they ask brands to bring in foot traffic for them, send out an email campaign to all your customers that are in my state,
mm-hmm.
do a Facebook ad saying that you guys are going to be here and spend $100 on that Facebook ad.
But that's not faking it. That's not faking it.
Okay.
That's helping your vendor partner. Right. So that's a whole digital program to say, hey, Mr. Vendor, this is how we're going to support you, right? Because we will send out a newsletter to all the houses in your area, because maybe they just don't know you're around. Maybe they have nothing to do on Saturday afternoon and they want to stop and get a free shaker cup or, okay. You know what I mean? Or or a newsletter or getting people to come out. Now, calling up 10 buddies and saying, hey, I need you to come to the store, that's a little different because those 10 buddies most likely aren't going to go back to that store. So, but if you do a newsletter to, 100,000 homes in that zip code area, they might actually get a return customer. They might.
So let's talk about that. What do you think are best practices for a brand to do that marketing support? Right. So, mm-hmm. I mentioned the Facebook ad, I mentioned the email. Have you ever tried going around, dropping off flyers, like the gym or like the local nail salon next to the store?
When we first started, we were very big in gyms and we built our ambassador team, and our ambassador team would always go out and go into gyms and CrossFit gyms and all the things. Right. And you kind of, once you get to a certain level, then you're just doing the expos because your name is kind of getting out there. You still have your ambassador team. The vendor partners, they need to be the ones that are sending out flyers. We need to help by saying, I have a store locator on my website, or when I do news blasts to my customers or our direct customers, that link to that store locator is there. And you're mentioning find our products in all of these stores and you help mention them, or you work on a digital package and maybe you geofence the area that they're in and you're dropping people coupons or, free items or come get this if you spend $50. I don't find that to be wrong. Like, I think that is, here is how I'm going to help you get customers to understand that SDC Nutrition makes fantastic products, and they're great products. They're not for everybody, and they might be for everybody, and so things like Try About Time, it's completely natural. And sometimes it takes a little getting used to because they're not sucralose products. And sometimes that's what people are looking for and they just don't know we're around because they haven't found us yet. So I think things of that nature are fantastic, because you want to do more. You want to mention, in your social media posts, especially if the store mentions you, right? Like, mm-hmm. If they do small videos, you need to repost those into your stories or repost that to your page. All of that stuff is free. As much as the world is going to Amazon or e-commerce and buying products because they don't want to waste their time going into the store, the bulk of customers still like the tangible touch. They want to touch it. They want to read it. They want to be able to look at things instantly, that instant satisfaction of being able to buy it, take it home, try it, get a discount, get educated maybe from the store owner. That is still there first and foremost over anyone who just buys from e-commerce type sites.
Okay, so I'm going to get into another controversial thing here. Okay. We're going to talk about samples. Okay, so these in-store opportunities to sample product, you got to make it exciting, mm-hmm. right? And you got to really understand what your product is. Mm-hmm. How do people handle that on a digital space, right? I see the DMs and I see the emails that mm-hmm. come in the customer service inbox, right? And mm-hmm. I think the most common thing I see is I've never tried your product, so send me a sample before I commit to paying $50 to buy this product.
Sure.
What do you do for that?
A few things. So you have three choices, right? A company can have samples and they could ship them out free to all the customers that they want, right? The customer, the customer doesn't understand that it costs that company a lot of money, and the company is really hoping that they win a customer over. If you have that built into your margins, that's great, right? Two, you can have a sample program and you can sell trial packs on your website. We used to have a trial pack program. They would get two packets for $5.99. The shipping was free and they could buy as many as they want and they'd be able to try the product out before buying it. And then on top of, now that we are kind of past that whole sample packet program, the brand is just, past that. Now I offer a discount code. So it needs to be a give and take for you and the customer. But if you offer the customer a nice size discount for their first purchase, it's an easier bite to chew than them buying a $55 container of protein and not liking it at all. And I think that shows the customer that you're willing to, that you believe in your product and you're willing to give them a nice size discount to make their first purchase or to try those products. And then sometimes even when they call me, it's like, hey, if you make a purchase, maybe I'll throw another unit in there for you of the other item that you were looking for, you know, and I do that, you know, it just depends on who's calling and what they're asking and what's going on with them. But I kind of make those decisions, you know, on the fly. But I typically at this point give them a nice size discount to make that first purchase.
Okay. So are you ever afraid that that person is never going to pay full price?
Well, the code's a one-time use code,
right? So it doesn't even matter.
So it doesn't really matter. And, you know, I would honestly, if they were to call me and ask me for another promo code or a discount, I'm going to offer it. Like, why wouldn't you want to win over a customer or treat someone, you know, with great customer service when they're reaching out to you saying, I want to use your brand. Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just too expensive for them. Maybe they're on a fixed budget, or maybe they have a ton of health concerns and they don't have all the money to spend $55 on a container of whey protein. And, you know, so, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it.
OK, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, what about people who, you know, for example, want to try the product and live near a store? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a good move for brands to then just send that person to the closest store?
Well, it depends. You know, a lot of stores do have some in-store sampling. They have a small little smoothie bars, and they'll make shakes or they sample things a lot. And I think that's where you work, where it's kind of, I understand like what stores do what. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some stores you can send them to and some stores you can't. That's just not in their model. So that's always a good thing. I mean, because stores, I have a relationship with our stores. And if they're truly opening up a product for sampling and they put it out, I don't mind replacing that for them. I don't allow the vendors to abuse that program, but it's just another way that I support them. And, you know, so it's, you know, I think you can obviously send them to stores for that because your vendor partner doesn't want to turn a customer down either. What everyone needs to understand is if someone's coming to you saying, I want to try your product, you should do anything you can to satisfy that customer.
Okay, so I guess to kind of end the topic of demos, are there anything that you should absolutely not do at a demo?
Yes. You should never, ever send someone who's not happy or friendly or uneducated.
Okay.
Number one.
Right.
Right? Number two, you should never send someone who isn't in some kind of attire professionally addressing your company. Right?
So branded clothing.
Branded clothing. They should, you know, they need to walk the walk, talk the talk, and fit the part. And if they do that, you need to understand that when people come in the door, they see that as representation of your business. So you need to send someone who you feel represents you. And, you know, and you never want someone there who's, I guess their loyalty isn't with your brand. You know, if they're there and they're going to start soliciting other products or telling or sway them away from what their job is for the day, you really don't want to send an individual like that.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like picking the right demo rep is like a big part of the whole experience.
It absolutely is. I mean, I can't stress on how that person is 100% representation of your business.
So how do you find someone let's say you find a new retail partner and that partner is located in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know we don't necessarily have an athlete in Nebraska. So how do we find a good demo rep? I mean, do you book a flight and go yourself?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes it just depends. So, you know, when you have a vendor partner, a lot of times those stores have been around or athletes or local gym people come in a lot and that's their customers and they talk to them. And sometimes they have people who, you know, say, hey, if there's ever brands that you want me to promote, or maybe they go in and they buy About Time all the time and they're like, I love this brand. And I'm talking to Joe from Nebraska and he's like, Devaney, this lady Sarah comes in all the time. She's jacked. She loves your brand. She's all natural. Like, she would be so great to do demos in my store. Like, And so I meet people that way through our vendor partners. You know, sometimes, you know, we put out social media posts and it's kind of like, hey, if you're in these zip codes, give me a holler if you're interested. And, you know, we reach people via social media. Our ambassadors, a lot of them are coaches and a lot of them are trainers, and they have they do a lot of online stuff. So they have clients all over the country. And so they sometimes will refer people to us. Or just in general, people reach out to us, I mean, almost every day, you know. So a lot of ways where people can reach out, find some good people. And, you know, my biggest thing is you need to interview them, like, multiple times. And you need to send them some products. And you need to do some training over the phone and have, you know, pretend like you're a customer.
Sweet. Well, I mean, I think that wraps up today's episode.
Yeah.
I know for the next episode, we have a special guest that's going to be coming. You know, we made an arrangement with Bessie, and you know, we're gonna be asking Bessie some very interesting questions about his. I don't even know what gender Bessie is, you know, but his or her diet, things he'd like to do on the weekends, you know, all the things that these millennials really care about.
So
looking forward to that. But no, thanks for everyone for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next week.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye.